Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, as you've been hearing in the news, the European Union and South America's Mercosur bloc of countries have finalised a new free trade agreement that has to be sealed now by EU member states. It's over 20 years in the making, and today the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said it marks a historic milestone and the agreement is ambitious and balanced. We're joined now by Dennis Drennan, the President of the Irish Creamery and Milk Suppliers Association. Dennis, thanks for joining us on Drive Time this evening. The European Commission telling us that EU-Mercosur opens a wealth of opportunities for people in Ireland, from firms and small businesses, companies offering services more easily and cheaply, and it says Irish producers of industrial or food products and farmers can export more. You don't agree?
No, good evening, John, and good evening to your listeners. No, it's a very disappointing result. It's really kicking the teeth for the not alone Irish farmers, but all EU farmers. And when we're going to allow this amount of product, food products being produced to a lower standard into the EU to compete with our high standard of food that's produced within the EU. Like, I mean, as farmers, we all sign up to the EU Green Deal. We sign up that we need to reduce emissions from food production. We need to protect our planet. We're in a global crisis, according to the EU Commission. And yet here we are signing up to a deal that's going to bring in food products that are being produced really, from clearing the rainforest, the lungs of the world, removing indigenous people, and by in increasing the production of food in the Mercosur countries is really just going to result in more clearing of those rainforests.
And I know this was your fear and the fear of other farming organisations in Ireland for many years, as Mercosur has been discussed and debated. But the European Commission President said to farmers across Europe today, "We have heard you, we've listened to your concerns, we are acting on them." She said there are safeguards to protect their livelihoods. The deal involves efforts in Brazil to protect the Amazon, and the agreement reflects commitment to fighting climate change as per the Paris Agreement and deforestation. Do you accept any of that?
I wouldn't, to be honest. Like, I mean, what we're really seeing is that we have a European Union that wants to increase car exports, pharma, tech, finance exports to South America, and have sold the farmers down the Swanee yet again. And the global crisis has gone away. It's really the end of the debate within the EU on the global crisis, but that is
What about opening up these countries in South America, Brazil and Argentina and Paraguay to the Irish markets, the Irish agri-food and dairy exports, not to mention other industries as well? There are opportunities here too, are there not?
They're not particularly for the dairy sector. Like, South America is more or less self-sufficient. They don't consume a huge amount of dairy products. But if you look at where European agriculture has gone in the last 30 years, and these are FAO stats from the European Commission themselves. We were out there recently with a delegation from YCMSA, and we met Bridget Missone, head of animal production in over meat and dairy within the EU Commission. And if you look at where our figures, greenhouse gas emissions in the EU have gone down 19% in the period from 1990 to 2017, where in Brazil they have increased by 50%. And if you look at nitrate oxides coming from fertilizer use, in the EU they have reduced by 9%, and in Brazil they have increased by a whopping 549%. So how can we take the EU seriously that that we're in the middle of a global crisis as regards heating our planet and greenhouse gas emissions when they're willing to sign up to import products from a country that's in that predicament?
Dennis, the Ireland and other EU member states had raised concerns about this deal and sustainability issues as well. We have a caretaker government at this stage. We're told that government officials expect a full briefing next week, and the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment will be updating the government on the details. What do you want to hear from our next government on this?
Well, look, we've already requested a meeting with the Taoiseach. We're requesting meetings with our MEPs, our sister organisation, the European Milk Board. We've been on to them to launch a campaign against this. But, I mean, this is really political, opportunism. Like, we have France, the leading objector to this Mercosur deal, in political turmoil at the moment. We've gone from a scenario that this deal would have to be ratified by every nation, mm-hmm. in every national parliament in the EU, where each parliament would have the opportunity to veto this agreement. And now we're looking at a qualified majority. So, I mean, it's obvious that even Ursula von der Leyen realises that this is very controversial and has gone a short shortcut way to get this across the line.
It's not what she says. She says there are opportunities for us all in Europe on this. It's an issue we'll come back to, Dennis. The storm Dara coming at us this evening has cut us for time on many items this evening, but we will come back to this issue. Thank you very much to Dennis Drennan there of the Irish Creamery and Milk Suppliers Association. Now, this summer, Ireland sent a record 134 athletes to the Olympic Games in Paris, competing in 15 sports on the centenary of Ireland's first independent appearance at the 1924 Olympic Games, also in Paris. Will we ever forget it? It's definitely one of the big highlights of the year 2024. Well, yesterday, the Olympic Federation of Ireland published its Paris review, and today athletes, both Irish and international, legal professionals, discussed the challenges of being an athlete with the Bar Association of Ireland. And Gavin Noble was there, chef de mission for Team Ireland. Gavin, thanks for joining me on Drive Time this evening.
Good evening. Delighted to be here.
As I mentioned, Paris 2024, certainly a highlight of the year for me as we get towards the end of it. And another highlight tonight with the toy show are the most successful games ever for Ireland. So how do you keep that momentum going to LA and beyond?
Yeah, we're delighted to hear that you enjoyed it. And we've been getting that feedback by so many people around Ireland at the moment. But yeah, preparations for LA have started already. The medals won in LA won't be won in the last 2 weeks of the games. They're won in the years between. And we just keep moving forward. We're high performers. We're high performance mindset. And we need to go to LA with, more opportunities for more sports across more athletes to do even better.
To win even more medals is what you're saying, putting our athletes under pressure. You have targets.
Yeah, not under pressure. Why not? Why not be confident, and why not back the athletes to do very well? We won 7 medals, and the idea of an athlete to be a high performer is to always do better than you did before. So we set the target out. The Sport Ireland target is between 8 and 10 medals. And realistically, we can only really set that target about a year out, depending on how the athletes do. But yeah, why not, John? Why should we not? Why should we shrink away after the best games that we've ever had?
The big talk coming out of Paris was changes coming to events like rowing and boxing, so sports we've excelled at. So that could affect our medal chances.
Yeah, the rowing change comes from the no longer using the lightweight category in the men's. And of course, Paul and Fintan McCarthy have huge success there, double Olympic gold. Boxing is a little precarious position at the moment in terms of that it's not in the LA Games. But I'm sort of confident, this is a personal opinion, that they will get there. We're reliant on an Irish point of view on the IABA and joining world boxing. And I do think they'll get there eventually. So not necessarily too concerned at the moment about those sports. And we've got 4 years. We've got 4 years to get rowing right, to get people in the right boats, the right way to perform. But the best thing about Paris was the spread of medals across gymnastics, across swimming, boxing, very close in both sailing and athletics. So therefore, we're in a good position, and we're not reliant on boxing and rowing necessarily for that medal.
There are many other sports. There are many other athletes who've done us very proud. And here's to new talent as well coming through between now and LA 28. We look forward to talking to you in more detail between now and then. Gavin Noble, chef de mission for Team Ireland, thank you very much for joining us on Drive Time. More sport next.
Sometimes football makes me angry. From time to time, it's made me fall out with